You're listening to SBS News.
Mass evacuations as Cyclone Umpun bore down on India and Bangladesh may have saved countless lives, but they couldn't prevent the heartache experienced by West Bengal resident Tantini Bura as she returned to what was left of her home.
My house was wrecked. A tree fell on it. Everything is destroyed. Where will we stay? We used to work in Odisha, but due to the lockdown, everything is closed. There is no work and no income.
There's widespread devastation and desperation, as typified by Kolkata resident Neelam Sharma.
We have no way out. We have nothing to eat. The house lost its roof in the cyclone. How will we repair it and what should we do? We ran away to save our lives. We left everything, including the television and other stuff, and it all got destroyed.
Umpun came to shore with winds of up to 190 kilometres an hour. The heavy rain produced a storm surge of more than 3 metres that inundated coastal villages. Houses were knocked down, trees uprooted, and electricity poles torn down. Save the Children's humanitarian director Archie Law expects the cleanup to take weeks, if not months.
The level of destruction and displacement in India and Bangladesh is profound the day after the cyclone, with millions of people displaced by all the destruction. So, and huge damage to roads, electricity down in both Odisha, West Bengal. It's been an incredibly damaging event, maybe the most damaging weather event in the last 10 years in the region.
Dozens have been reported dead, despite what Archie Law describes as an extraordinary effort by Indian and Bangladeshi authorities to evacuate millions before the storm struck.
Unfortunately, you expect that death toll to rise. So, that's one of the realities of these sorts of disasters.
Aid groups are now on the ground assessing the impact, trying to reunite families and provide them shelter. India's strict COVID-19 lockdown and health restrictions are making recovery efforts all the more challenging. Now a daunting challenge faces Tantini Bura and her family.
My husband works in Odisha and he's stuck there and is unable to send us money. How will I build my home? I've used up the money my husband sent to build a mud wall. But what will I eat now?
Gareth Borum, SBS News.